Life in the countryside became worse, as invaders roamed the frontier regions almost at will, and marauders joined them in their roamings. Oddly, the luckiest peasants were those who worked on a latifundium-style farm. Even though they were little better than human farm machinery, at least their employers, that is to say, their masters, could afford to protect them from the brigands. This crisis of the 3rd century AD was a bigger gut check for Rome than Hannibal had ever caused. Rome had never been in such dire straits. Some emperors won quick popularity by persecuting the Christian church, which was growing by leaps and bounds in these troubled times. The Christians were blamed for wrecking the Pax Deorum, and the emperors made use of it. Otherwise capable emperors like Valerian, 253 to 260, and Aurelian, 270 to 275, got control of the state only to lose their lives in stupid attempts to take out the Persians. Aurelian was murdered on his way out to fight them, and he got off lightly compared to Valerian. Valerian was taken alive by the Persian Emperor Shapur I. Supposedly, Valerian lived out his days as Shapur's personal footstool, although this could well be an urban legend spread by the Christians, whom Valerian very eagerly persecuted. Regardless of its truth, this footstool anecdote provides a very vivid image of how far Rome's prestige had fallen. No Roman would ever have dared whisper a story like this about Augustus or Vespasian or Trajan or even Septimius Severus. More in one moment.